The number of coronavirus cases continues to grow in Missouri and Arkansas. Tuesday, we learned that Oregon County had its first confirmed case of COVID-19, a 49-year-old man. Also, Howe County had its fourth case, a 43-year-old woman, and Baxter County announced that they now have five cases. The Howe County Health Department Director, Chris Gilliam, talks to us about some precautions we can take to help prevent the spread.
So we do encourage people to observe preventative efforts, including washing your hands thoroughly many times a day, coughing into your elbow. Careful not to shake hands. It's important. Don't touch your face, mouth, or eyes. And be aware that contact surfaces can harbor the virus. And so things like light switches, doorknobs, things like that need to be disinfected as frequently as possible.
We ask Oregon County Health Department Administrator Susan Arrowsmith what to do if we suspect that we might have the coronavirus.
Right now, they really are recommending if you start showing symptoms or, you know, need medical treatment, then at that time, they recommend you, you know, contact your primary care provider, an urgent care center, or, you know, maybe a testing site.
Okay.
Let them know, you know, you're showing symptoms, you may have been exposed, and, you know, follow their guidelines from there.
Statewide in Missouri, there are now 3,037 cases with 53 deaths. In Arkansas, there are 997 cases with 18 deaths. United States total has grown to more than 401,000 people with more than 12,900 deaths. And worldwide on Tuesday, the total was 1,430,400 with over 82,000 deaths. Locally, we now have confirmed cases in Carter, Howe, Oregon, and Ripley County in Missouri, and in Baxter, Independence, Izzard, Randolph, Sharp, and Stone counties in Arkansas. The West Plains City Council met on Tuesday with just two items on their agenda. I talked to Community Service Director Todd Shanks about it.
The first was the extension of the stay-at-home order, which now runs through April 30th. The order pretty much mirrors what the state of Missouri has put out. It will extend to 11:59 p.m. Thursday, April 30th. And as we've mentioned before, the order does require individuals to remain in their residences unless performing essential activities for their home or businesses. It also prohibits any public gatherings of 10 or more people, and it does require any businesses not deemed defined as essential to cease. Should anybody need more information about the order, they can go to the West Plains website at westplains.net. There's a green button at the top that says Stay at Home Order Facts. That information there includes definitions of essential activities and a listing of essential businesses as provided by the state of Missouri.
He said the budget was also on the agenda.
City Council did approve the fiscal year 2020 and 21 budgets for the city and utilities. And that is also available on westplains.net website under the government tab, should anybody want to view that further.
Again, their website, westplains.net. In Governor Asa Hutchinson's weekly update on the COVID-19 pandemic, he talked about the steps that have been taken so far to flatten the curve.
We have closed schools, bars, and the state's three casinos. We have closed restaurants except for takeout meals. We have shut down barbershops and hair and nail salons, massage therapy clinics, and tattoo parlors. We have closed fitness centers, movie theaters, bowling alleys, and indoor amusement centers. We have shuttered state park lodges and prohibited camping in the park. I directed state employees to work remotely when possible, and we suggested companies allow employees to work from home. All of these actions mean people have lost their jobs, and this is so difficult to do, and it goes against everything we're trying to accomplish. But these steps are necessary in this public health emergency.
Governor Hutchinson then talked about why he has not issued a stay-at-home order.
An order that shut down the state could put a couple hundred thousand people out of work. At this time, we have not issued a stay-at-home order, primarily because most people are making responsible choices. Arkansans are putting the good of the state ahead of personal convenience or comfort. In many cases, people are sacrificing their financial security. Concert halls, sports arenas, and even churches have closed voluntarily. In theory, we could have ordered all of those places to close, but that wasn't necessary. Our targeted actions are working. We're basing our decisions on scientific data. We can't be pressured into taking measures simply because all the other states are doing it.
Back on March the 11th, the governor signed an executive order declaring a public health emergency in Arkansas. He said when they need to do more, they will. Following the lead of the state of Missouri and the recommendations of local, state, and national public health officials, the West Plains City Council has extended the stay-at-home order through 11:59 p.m. Thursday, April 30th, as the city attempts to safeguard the health and well-being of West Plains citizens during the COVID-19 pandemic. More details on that stay-at-home order are available at our award-winning website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The West Plains Police Department is reporting the arrest of two burglary suspects. Tuesday, officers responded to a forcible burglary at Quality Motors and found a door to the business had been forced open and a safe and other items were taken. After reviewing video from the scene, the suspects were identified as 19-year-old Alexander Freeze and 19-year-old Zachary Wells. Both Freeze and Wells were arrested. They're charged with burglary, felony stealing, and property damage. West Plains Police Department reports experiencing an increase in burglaries and request the community remain vigilant in their surroundings and report suspicious activity to the police.